Bro, I'm talking about white privilege, and I remember Childish Gambino said, like, being white is like having a clean slate. I don't think that white privilege is necessarily, oh, since you're white, you're put at the front of the line. No, I don't think so. I think sometimes being white just means that you aren't moved in the line, you know? But being black, you might be moved to the back of the line, you feel me? So sometimes being white is just being given a neutral, clean slate where there's nothing held against you, you know? And you know, the reason why I believe white privilege is something that exists is, like I've said multiple times, and I've been arguing with this with myself, is the white privilege comes from those who are in the most influential and powerful positions, being white males, you know. So all the decisions made below them are all going to be influenced and reflective of those at the top, which are the white males. So it's only going to be is going to come from their own biases, you know. And I'm not blaming them for being biased, because we all have our biases. But it's the fact that there's the representation is so lopsided. The vast majority, you know, over 90, what is it, 94%, I think it's 94% of the CEOs in America are white males, you feel me? That's an issue, you feel me? And I don't think that's just because they're the most, you know, they're the most skilled or they're the most whatever. And I'm not even saying you're supposed to be the ones fighting up with them at that level, because it's not about that level as much as it is about what happens at that level. You feel me? How that level, those higher level people have such an influence on the other levels below them. You feel me? Like the program, the news programming is ran by white males, you know, so it's going to be coming from a white male perspective. There's not enough representation in all the right areas to where somebody from a minority might say, hey, you know, maybe you're not seeing the, you know, being white privilege is also just having, like I said, a clean slate. People can have more empathy for you because a lot of the people that are the most influential are going and the most powerful are going to be able to see you as more of a human, because there's not as many negative stereotypes that they're willing to put on themselves compared to other, you know, minorities or people who don't represent them or look like them, you know, who they can't relate to. So, you know, like I said, programming is ran by white males. Even for me, you know, things have changed a lot, you know. I talked about how for my mom was coming to tears when she's talking about the Bill Cosby show, even though that he's, you know, it turns out he's a fucked up person, but that show was like our first show. Like, we were stuck on watching the Addams Family, and we were stuck on watching all these different sitcoms, or they were stuck on watching so many sitcoms where it was like white people were living in high-end housing and, you know, doing big stuff, you know, or even middle class. And then black people, it made you like, you we only saw black people on TV if they was on sports or if they was on the news, you feel me? But or if they were working for a white man, you feel me? But seeing Bill Cosby, you know, they're the ones who made their money, you feel me? They're the ones who are able to have that middle or higher class family with no racial stereotypes, you know. We can just be ourselves, you know. That's what I mean by white privilege. It's just the white people are always able to have that clean slate, but we are always held to a certain standard where we can't be this and we can't be that, you know. We can't achieve this and that because, you know, we don't see ourselves in those areas. So it's hard for us at like growing up, you know. That's when your brain is the most malleable. And for you to only be programmed with stuff that views white people in a great light, or sometimes in a negative light. I'm not saying that we always see them as the greatest, but the fact that we don't see somebody that looks like ourselves in those same equal positions, you know? Like, nigga, you can do it too. You feel me? You can be super great and you can be super bad, you know? I'm not, like I said, I'm not saying that white privilege means that you automatically move to the front of this thing, because there's also some people at the lowest lows. But the thing is, a white privilege is that you are able to have a clean slate, and it's really up to other factors where you can kind of move the needle, you feel me? But if you come from a minority, you automatically kind of, you know, the needle's turning a little, it you starting off from the left, you feel me? But yeah, man. Also, for even, like I was saying, me, even myself growing up, white privilege is, you know, everything is seen through the white male's eyes. Growing up, even in school, like I said, they're the white males are the ones who are calling all the shots. They're the most influential, they're the most powerful. So everything below them is going to be viewed from the white male's eyes. It's going to have the influence of a white male. So even history, bro, I grew up saying shout out to Christopher Columbus, thinking this nigga was the greatest nigga of all time, 'cause he came here and he made America, and not even putting in, and there's like, oh, it's so peaceful and shit. This nigga came, they had, you know, the whole Pilgrim story and the Native Americans. That shit didn't go down like that, bro. Even with the Spaniards and the Aztecs, bro, the Aztecs was living here with their own civilization, you know, where modern day Mexico and, you know, shit is, you feel me? They have their own civilization. And then the Europeans came over here and was like, oh, we gonna spread God, gold, and glory. Like, nigga, what you talking about, bro? We already got our own belief system. We have our own entire civilization, and this bitch has been working for us. What in your arrogant mind makes you think that what you have is better than what we already have going on over here? You feel me? And then they're like, okay, fuck you, we gonna kill you then. That's why we got Spanish speaking Mexicans, and you know, that's why that's why we speak English in America and the US, and that's why they speak French and Canada, you feel me? 'Cause, you know, these dudes came over here and they you know, did what they did. And I'm not even trying to do this to demonize white people. It's just the fact that the way that the story was told, you know, like I said, sometimes being you have also a part of white privilege is that you also have a lot more empathy for white people. You know, there's a lot more empathy given for white people than it is for other minorities, you know. So the fact that the higher ups, the people who are calling the shots in everything, are white males, there's probably it probably it okay, because I'm even giving so much leeway, it might not even be on purpose that they didn't show themselves in a negative light. I know I'm fucking reaching. But it might not even be on purpose. But even if it's not, it just goes to show that if you have a lack of representation in the people who are calling the shots, you are going to have kids growing up and thinking that Christopher Columbus and these niggas who murdered people living their own lives were actually good, you know? Who are actually good people. You would think that they're good people, because there's so much empathy given to those type of people, you feel me? Those that they can relate to, you know? Those that look like them, which are the white people. They're given so much of a clean slate, as I was saying. And whew. Yeah, so, and like, I don't even think that white privilege is necessarily racism. It's just, like I said, being given the clean slate, you being neutral, and you having the opportunity to prove who you are as an individual. You know, you're able to be more of an individual as a white person than you are as a minority, because if you're a minority, then you're automatically classed into some type of stereotype, you know. And the thing is, we it's so fucked up that we even program our own selves. Like, black people program ourselves into what we can see ourselves doing and what we can't see ourselves doing. Because it's not only perpetuated by white people, it's perpetuated by black people as well. But the thing is, like I said, those who are the most influential are those, you know, who are white, you know. So we all grew up on living in a society where the white people are in power, so we automatically see ourselves, we are adopting the way that they see the world as well, you know. White people, I mean, black people have a white supremacy mindset as well, you know, where they see white people as above themselves. And minorities in general, bro. And like, people feel like, a lot of black people can feel like, you know, they need white people in order to achieve something in life, you know, in order to reach a certain point in life. They put themselves in a box. Like, I was literally just, and I didn't even think about it, but I was literally watching a video about Childish Gambino and how, you know, Charlamagne the God, he was saying, basically, and this is not even on him, this just highlights the fact that, you know, this shit has programmed and infested our minds, you know, as black people. So basically, Charlamagne was like, why do you feel like you can't just be a person? You know, why do you have to bring race into this? Why can't you just see you as you? And then, excuse me, it also showed an interview that he was doing where he was like, there's two white rappers looking for a Grammy. It's Iggy Azalea and it's Childish Gambino. Basically, what he was saying is, you know, which isn't, you know, isn't too far from what I've gotten myself, is that, what the fuck? That. Basically, damn, this shit is loud. Basically, you know, he has stereotypes that look that are more. Thank you. But what I was saying is he has stereotypes, or he has traits that are more oftentimes given to white people, you know. But yeah, he has stereotypes, or he has traits about him that, you know, are already kind of given to white people, like, which is highlighting the fact that, When we look at ourselves, we automatically give ourselves a ceiling of who we can and can't be. We can't be, we can't talk a certain way, we can't aspire to be something, we can't like a certain thing, Like I grew up liking skateboarding, I grew up liking fucking, I grew up on Guitar Hero and wrestling, so my music taste was already going to be a lot of Nirvana and fucking Seether, rock bands and stuff. And we automatically give ourselves a certain ceiling of what we can and can't be, what we can and can't like, and where we can and can't go. And I think a lot of that has to do with the programming that has been put into us by the white male dominated media, from the white male's perspective, the past and the current, So, yeah, I'm about to take this exam. I'm gonna be late, but fuck it.